Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. All that thrills my soul. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come. Thurlow Harris, a prolific hymn writer and organist, penned this great hymn of testimony. All that thrills my soul. Who can cheer the heart like Jesus, by his presence all divine? True and tender, pure and precious, oh, how blessed to call him mine. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Love of Christ so freely given, grace of God beyond degree, mercy higher than the heaven, deeper than the deepest sea. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. What a wonderful redemption! Never can a mortal know how my sin, though red like crimson, can be whiter than the snow. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Every need his hand supplying, every good in him I see, on his strength divine relying, he is all in all to me. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. By the crystal flowing river, with the ransomed I will sing, and forever praise and glorify the King. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. You can go to gloryscapes.com/all that thrills my soul to watch the hymn video devotional. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.